He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth. All the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today on this Tuesday. God bless you all. You're tuning into God's frequency here, hence the name of this radio broadcast, WGOD. See, God's always broadcasting, always has a word for you. I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. We're going to hear the sermon that I just preached on Resurrection Day here at Island Community Church. Now, Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Sundays at 10:35. We meet Wednesdays at 6. That's our next service Wednesday night. My associate pastor is bringing the word this Wednesday. He is in the book of Philippians. I believe he's going to be wrapping that up here tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Following week, I'll be starting the book of 2 Peter verse by verse. This is what we do at Island. We teach the Bible, mostly the New Testament, verse by verse. We sit under its authority. And now here today, my sermon is entitled The Last Enemy. And that's a chapter heading in my New King James Bible for where we're at today. The text, John chapter 11. The Lord Jesus raising up his friend Lazarus from the dead. We're going to see the Lord destroy the last enemy. That would be death. And he's going to say, I am the resurrection. That is, Jesus is in charge and has been put in charge by his Father of the resurrection. He is in charge of raising people up from the dead. That's what we're going to find out here today, and this will wrap up tomorrow. We'd love to see you at church Wednesday night. Let's get into the word now. The last enemy, that would be death, and thank God and praise God the Lord Jesus Christ has conquered death and the grave. This is what we celebrate here, not only every resurrection day, but every day. The last enemy, that's where we're at here today. For those visiting, you guys know Easter services usually run around 3 hours. But I promise to keep you only for 2 or 2.5 hours. 1 Corinthians, this is not where my sermon's going to be in John chapter 11. But let me read this verse to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 says it all on this resurrection day. It says, but Christ indeed has been raised from the dead. The first of all of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. So Christ has risen from the dead. Hallelujah. We praise our Savior here today on this resurrection morning. So the Apostle Paul here in this text wrote that since death came through a man, the resurrection from the dead is also going to come through a man, and that would be the Son of Man, which is the Lord Jesus' favorite name and title for himself, the Son of Man. Because it took a man who had blood in his veins, was going to have to die in order to rescue us and save us. The Son of Man. The Son of Man died on the cross. Then he said, just as in Adam all die, even so, in Christ, all will be made alive. That's because Jesus himself is the resurrection. So if you guys would, please turn with me to the 11th chapter of John, the Gospel of John. Now we're in John chapter 11. Let's pick it up here from the top. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." Now when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Boy, that doesn't seem very compassionate, does it? That's why we read in the Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him." You see, God's got a plan even when you don't understand it. So they told him one of his best friends is sick, and what does he do? He makes it a point to stay where he was for two more days. Sometimes we don't understand how he works. But on this day especially, you can know and understand and trust him that he is good. Look at all that he did on our behalf. So when he heard he was sick, he stayed for two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." So the disciples, this is verse 8. So the disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" So Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." So these things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go so that I may wake him up." All right, now Jesus tells them plainly in verse 14. Then Jesus says to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there." Goodness, I hope he never says that about me. "Pastor Paul is dead, and I'm glad. Because now you're truly going to see the glory of God here. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. I'm glad I wasn't there." See, for the Christian, death is not the end. Unbelievers don't get this beautiful truth. That's why they try anything to avoid it. There is no paying the piper for you. Because Jesus already paid the piper for you. Death's got no hold anymore over you. There is no paying the piper for the Christian. He paid the piper. And he paid him with his own blood. And we're here to rejoice and give him praise here today. Because he took our place, died in our place, and he's going to tell us what's required of us. So Jesus says, "I'm glad for your sakes I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." All right, down to verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, then my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." So Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." So Martha said to him, "I know he's going to rise again, and the resurrection on the last day." Pretty good theology for this woman, if you ask me. Martha knew when the righteous dead were going to rise, on the last day. People today just don't seem to understand this. So she says, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." So Jesus said to her, this is John 11:25, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And there's the truth on this resurrection Sunday. Jesus says, I am the resurrection, meaning death is not the end. Or we could say, meaning, I am in charge of raising everyone up. He says, I am the resurrection. He's in charge. He is the one that's in charge of raising people up from the dead. All that's required of you is to believe in him. Believe who he is. Believe that God's raised him from the dead. We're going to see that here coming up later. That's all that's required of you is to believe. I am the resurrection and the life. Death is not the end. Death might be our last enemy, but it's not the end. Not for the believer in Jesus Christ. For that matter, it's not the end for the unbeliever either. Jesus says in John 5:24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Like I said, he paid the piper in your place. You won't come into judgment. If you call on the name of Jesus Christ, you will not come into judgment. Verse 25, John 5:25. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. He's speaking to you. That's why he says the time is coming and now is. It's here right now. All those who hear his voice, the dead will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Do not marvel at this. For the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life. Those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Or the King James says, resurrection of damnation. And indeed, you will pay the piper. See, this is why the Bible says the Son of God is King of kings and Lord of lords, because he rules even over death, as we're about to see. Back to John 11:25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, that would be eternal life. He who believes in me, even though he might die, he shall live. And check out the word there, and meaning, hold on there, I'm not done yet. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So that's either one of two types of people. Those who are in the grave will hear his voice. Remember, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. And those who are blessed to still be alive when he returns. Now to them, he says, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Imagine that. Imagine being the blessed generation that's going to be alive when Jesus comes back. That group of people, whoever that may be, Jesus says, will never die. Who wants to be in the group that won't ever die? Raise said hand. Or if it's not you, maybe your kids or grandkids. Or family. All I know is whoever the group of believers that's alive, when he cracks the skies, praise God, is not ever going to die. That's why you got this word today in the Bible. How we end up here? It says, today if you hear my voice, remember, my sheep hear my voice. Today if you hear my voice, don't harden your hearts, but call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Lord of the resurrection. I am the resurrection, he said. He is in charge of raising up all the dead people. And he's in charge of converting you in the twinkling of an eye when he comes back. He's in charge of it. That's his department. I am the resurrection, he says. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he asks the question, and it's the same question I'll ask you here today on this fifth day of April. And that is, do you believe this? Do you believe? Do you believe Jesus is Lord? Do you believe Jesus is in charge of the resurrection? He says that he is. Do you believe it? Do you believe Jesus has the power and the authority to raise up the dead?
Whoever lives and believes in me, he says, shall never die. Do you believe? This is not just Martha. It's about you as well here today. Do you believe Jesus has the power and the authority over the last enemy? The last enemy is death. And praise God, he's conquered the last enemy. So death's got no hold on you anymore for all those who have called on the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's see what Martha's response is to this, verse 27. Now you got to remember, this book was written down by eyewitnesses. This is not someone's fleeting fancy. These guys died for writing this stuff down. They all died so that you would know the truth. These guys, Peter said, he said, I was a witness. He said, I heard God's voice when we were with him up on the mountain. He said, this is my beloved son. Utos estin ho wheels moo, he said to him. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And we were with him. This book was written by eyewitnesses, people that saw Jesus alive after he had died. And they want you to know the truth, that salvation is through Jesus Christ. Now let's see Martha's response. Verse 27, she said to him, yes, Lord. That's all she had to say. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Christ or Messiah. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God who is to come in the world. So that's it. Yes, Lord, I believe. I believe that by believing in you like you instructed me, I too will have eternal life. Now here in verse 28, the subject heading in my Bible is Jesus and death, the last enemy. So consider that again for a moment. Got ahead of myself. I mean, there's no enemy after this one, right? There's no enemy. I mean, death is final, or at least it used to be final. Up until this point, it was final. I mean, who can hurt you after you die? Who can garnish your wages? Who can sue you? Who can take advantage of you after you're dead? Who can marginalize you anymore? Death's the end of all that, right? But here's the great news for the Christian, and that is death is not the end anymore. It's not the end because the Lord Jesus has conquered death, our last enemy. That's what I'm here to tell you today. Death is not the end. Jesus Christ has conquered death, and he's conquered the last enemy. Now, back to Martha. She says, yes, Lord, I believe. You see, people don't get this today. That's why these places, these cryogenic places where they cut off your head and freeze your body for 1,000 years waiting for someone to come up with a cure. Why? Because you don't believe God at his word. You don't believe what he said. All you got to do is believe and receive. Now you got people getting their heads cut off. That's what they do if they cryogenically freeze you. Let me move on. Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come in the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and he's calling for you. So as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Verse 30. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but he was in the place where Martha had met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, they followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then, when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, that my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit. And look what it says. And he was troubled. You see, he's feeling this now, can't you tell? Now he's feeling this. We are emotional people, aren't we? Look at me. I can't help it. We're emotional people. We are emotional train wrecks sometimes, aren't we? See, Jesus is feeling this now. You see, now he's troubled. Now he's starting to feel what you and I go through on any given day. Hurt, suffering, pain. See, this is why Jesus said, this is why the Bible says that he can relate to our suffering. You don't ever have to say to him, Lord, you don't understand what I'm going through, because praise God, he does understand. He knows what you're going through. He's experienced your pain, and he's come out the other side, and he says, praise God, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I've got your back. All you have to do is call on my name. As he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all you have to do. He's done all the work. Jesus paid the piper so that you don't have to. So he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and he said, like he's probably sniffing there. Well, I know he is, because look what it says next. Where have you laid him? And they said, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, it's the shortest verse in all the Bible. Look what it says. Just two words. Then Jesus cried, but Jesus wept. I believe he was simply overwhelmed and absolutely flooded with the human grief that we suffer when somebody that we love dies. Verse 36, apparently so. Then the Jews said, see how we loved him? All right, now, as there's one in every group, enter in the yakkers and the complainers. Verse 37. And some said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? It's one in every crowd, right? They were right. He could have. But yet Jesus says, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there. Because you people are about to witness something spectacular, is what he means here, but didn't say. All of you are about to receive the proof that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is God. God the Son. Verse 38, then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. So Jesus said, take away that stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench. The King James says he stinketh. He's been dead 4 days. You see, the Jews were this superstitious lot. They believed and taught among themselves that the spirit hovered over a person for 3 days after they died. You see, this was another reason why he waited for four. So no superstitious fool was going to say, ah, you see, oh, spirit was right. You know, there was going to be no mistaking here that this indeed was a miracle. Verse 38. Okay, I already read that. Take away the stone. Lord, by this time there's a stench. He's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? And the same goes for you today, church. Did I not say to you? Did I not say to you? Did I not say to you? Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you'd see the glory of God? That's the word for everyone in this house today. Did I not say to you that if you would just believe the man in the glory today? Did I not say to you that if you would believe? It's all that's required of you. He did not say, did I not say to you that if you put in 20% of your income into this offering plate, I'll pull a couple strings and maybe see what I can do? That's not what he said. Did I not say to you, if you would believe, you'd see the glory of God? Matter of fact, I guarantee it today. Okay? On the authority of the Word of God, I, Paul W. Esposito, guarantee this church today that if you would only believe in him and receive him, that you too will see the glory of God. I guarantee it. He can hold me accountable if I'm wrong. Let God be true and every man a liar. I guarantee it. Believe in him and you'll see the glory of God. That's all you got to do. Believe. Verse 41, so then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, now Pastor Darren's been preaching on this, how we approach God. What's he say? Father, I thank you. Thanksgiving and praise when we approach God. Even the Son does it this way. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you've heard me, and I know you always hear me. But because of these people that are standing around, I say this, so that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to him, pretty much he said to him, get that stuff off of him and set him free. He says, loose him and let him go. Now your response to this miracle will be the same as theirs. Verse 45 and verse 46. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen the things that Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus did. You see, even witnessing this event won't just automatically make you or guarantee that you are a believer. But you need to be spring-loaded with the gift of faith on the inside of you, that something is waiting to ignite it. Without faith, it's impossible to believe God or see God or come to God. He gives us faith. Even seeing this, it didn't save these guys. Even witnessing this event won't just automatically make you a believer. Look at what these without the gift of faith did. It said, psst. These guys said to the Pharisees, this Jesus guy's down the street here, and he's, What could their complaint possibly be? Raising the dead? How does that offend you? How does it offend you that Jesus rose the dead? I don't understand. How are you offended by that? What would be your response? Are you offended that Jesus raised up someone from the dead? What would be your response? Now, there's lots of people in this church, they've lost their daddies, loved ones. What would be your response if Jesus raised up your dad from the grave? Or your mother, perhaps. Maybe your late husband. What would you do? What would your response be? Would you rejoice? Or would you go to the local branch of the ACLU or the Freedom From Religion Foundation and rat them out?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.